The Mishnah says in Avos and the end of Parakeh, Ben Bag Bag Omer Hafeich Ba Mafeich Ba De Kula Ba. And the Chaim V'Lashon in the Sefer Ruach Chaim on Avos, he says that what does this mean Hafeich Ba Mafeich Ba De Kula Ba? That all of Torah is really one thing. It's a Davar Echad and it's all Mekusher. And if you learn one Inyan, you can be Medaben Milsa Milsa to other Inyanim. And even though the Pashas they're not similar, but since Torah is all Echad, it's all Mekusher, you can be Medaben Milsa Milsa. You can bring a Raya from one Inyan to a different Inyan. And the Chaim V'Lashon gives an example. He says Kegain. The Efshar Lahatir Aguna Mehilcha Sukkah. A person can be Matar and Aguna from Hilcha Sukkah, and that's how you see that Tar is Makushra and that it's all one. And the Shah is, what does he mean? Where do you find in Hilcha Sukkah that you can be Matar and Aguna from Hilcha Sukkah? So I saw brought down in the Sefer Derech Sicha that somebody asked this question to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what does Reb Chaim Lajna mean? Where can be Matar and Aguna from Hilcha Sukkah? And Reb Chaim answered, clarifying, he says, Ayim Ba'Basar Daf Kuf Samach Bezim Abase. That was his, the Mar Malkim. What did Reb Chaim mean? So Lachar, he means the Gemara over here on Kuf Samach Beis and Beis on the bottom, where the Gemara says that if you have Hirchik, that if you're Machik, the Edom, Hirchik, is Edom, Shnei Shittim, and Aksav, Pasul. If there are, if there's a space of two lines between the Edom and the Aksav, it's possible because a person can be Mezayif. But the Gemara says that if you're, Chizkiah says, Mileu B'Krevim Kasher. If you fill in that empty space with Krevim, now it's Kasher. So even though when it was Chalak, it's Pasul. And now when you add Kravim, who are Edom Psulim, Lachar, it should be even worse. But the halach is that it's not a problem. Now it becomes kosher when you're Mamala B'Kravim. And the Gemara says, Val Tidman, don't wonder how such a thing could be. Sha'arei, we find by Sukkah, Avris Sukkah, Paisel B'Shleisha, Schach, Paisel, Paisel B'Arba. The halach is by Sukkah that Avris, Paisel B'Shleisha, Schach, Paisel, Paisel B'Arba. So if you have the Shir of Shleisha Tvachim of Avir, it's going to be Paisel. Now if you fill that in with Schach, Paisel, it's going to become kosher because you don't have the Shir of Schach Pasul, so you see that something blank in a way could be worse than adding in a psul. So then over here by the star, when it's blank, it's worse than when you add the kravim that are psulim. So based upon that, as Dr. Pachanievsky, that could be what Reb Chaim V'Lajna meant. If a person gives a get to his wife and you're machig the ksav from the edim, shnei shittin, so that would be pasul if it's empty. And the get is not going to be a get, and she could remain in aguna. And if you fill it with kravim, lachar, it's still possible because it can't be better off. It should be worse. And she'll vayter remain in aguna. But from the fact that we see by hilchos sukkah, nitzchach pasul is paisul ba'arba, and it can be machshir the avir, which is b'shloisha. From there, we can learn that huadin over here, when you add the kravim, it's going to be kosher, and really the get would be a good get, and that would be matter from being in aguna. So that's an example of how hilchos sukkah could be matter in aguna.